نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم اما بعد اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم لا تجد قوما يؤمنون بالله واليوم الاخر يوادون من حاد الله ورسوله ولو كانوا اباءهم او ابناءهم او اخوانهم او عشيرتهم أولئك كتب في قلوبهم الإيمان وأيدهم بروح منه ويدخلهم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار خالدين فيها رضي الله عنهم ورضوا عنه أولئك حزب الله ألا إن حزب الله هم المفلحون صدق الله العظيم. Most respected elders and friends, I've recited before you verse 32 of Surah Al-Mujadala. Surah Al-Mujadala is in the 28th juz of the Qur'an-e-Kareem. In this verse, Almighty Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala again refers to the high lofty situation and position of the Sahaba. Among many things, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. Their hearts were brimming with iman. Their hearts were saturated with iman. And then Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala concludes the verse and says, أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ. The Sahaba, the companion of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were from the group of Allah. Ala inna hizballahi humul muflihun. The group of Allah, they are the ones that are successful. This is the fourth series on the biography of the noble Sahaba, companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. We first spoke about Hazrat Abu Lubaba radiallahu ta'ala anhu. We discussed the biography of Hazrat Mu'adh ibn Jabal radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This afternoon we spoke about Hazrat Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And today we'll be talking about another great illustrious sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Respected elders and friends, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are like a link of a chain. If one link of the chain is removed, that entire chain is broken. The Sahaba, great illustrious Sahaba of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are an integral part of our lives. We cannot remove that link from our lives. If we remove the link of the Sahaba from our lives, then we will never understand the Quran. We will never understand the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There won't be any deen, there won't be any Islam. And this is understood from one hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In one hadith, it is stated, رَفَعَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَكَانَ كَثِيرًا مِمَّا يَرْفَعَ رَأْسَهُ إِلَى السَّمَاءِ. On one occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lifted up his eyes toward the sky. And very often, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to look up toward the sky. On one such occasion, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, An-nujum amanatul lis-sama. Fa-idha dhahabatin nujum atas-sama ma tu'ad. The stars, they are a means of protection. They are a means of security for the skies. And when the skies, when the stars will be removed on the day of Qiyamah, then the sky will also perish, the sky will not be there anymore. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they further mentioned, وَأَنَا أَمَنَةٌ لِأَصْحَابِي فَإِذَا ذَهَبْتُ أَتَى أَصْحَابِي مَا تُوْعَدُونَ. I am a means of protection for my Sahaba. When I go away, what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decreed to come upon the Sahaba will come. And then lastly, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that, وَأَصْحَابِي amanatun li ummati. My sahaba, my companions, they are a means of protection. They are a means of security for my ummah. And فَإِذَا ذَهَبَ أَصْحَابِي مِنْ أُمَّتِي أَتَى مِنْ أُمَّتِي مَا تُوعَدُونَ. Oh, كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم, when my sahaba will go away, if that link is broken, then whatever destruction and disaster has to come upon the ummah will come. From this we understand that having our link with the sahaba, it's a means of our protection, it's a means of safeguarding our deen. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam spoke about Hadha Buraida radiallahu ta'ala narrates, he says, قَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ مَا مِنْ أَحَدٍ مِنْ أَصْحَابِي يَمُوتُ بِأَرْضٍ إِلَّا بُعِثَ قَائِدًا وَنُورًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Sahaba spread out in the various parts of the world, and a Sahabi so great, so valuable in the sight of Allah, irrespective where he may be. He may not be in Makkah, he may not be in Medina, but whichever part of the world he lived and he passed away, on the day of Qiyamah, he will be resurrected as a leader, and he'll be a means of nur and light for the people on the day of Qiyamah. One great illustrious Sahabi of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. His name was Amir, and his father's name was Abdullah. Full name, Amir ibn Abdullah. He was a resident of Makkatul Mukarramah, and he was a very senior, influential person in Makkatul Mukarramah. The Muhaddithin, through the Sahaba, they have described him as Kana Wazi'ul Wajh. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a person that had a very striking face. Nahilul Jism. He was very, very thin. Tawilul Qama. He was tall. Khafiful Arizain. The two sides of his body, or his two shoulders, were very thin. Jummut Tawazu. Was a very, very humble person. Shadidul Haya. He was a person that had a lot of modesty in him. لكنه إذا حذب الأمر وجد الجد يغدو كأنه ليس عاديا. In spite of that, when he had to do something, when it was a matter of haqq, when he had to stand up somewhere and challenge a situation, now he would be like a challenging lion. That was Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The background of his accepting Islam, Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala accepted Islam, and he had these senior influential people as his friends. Uthman ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Abdul Rahman ibn Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and one was Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu went and spoke to him, told him about Allah, told him about Tawheed, told him about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. He then accepted Islam on the hands of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, like Abdullah ibn Mas'ud, he is among the Sabiqeen al-Awwaleen. Those Sahaba that were in the forefront of having accepted Islam, and they endured all the difficulties and hardships in establishing Islam and propagating Islam. And the rewards, the virtues that Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has mentioned for such sahaba also applies to Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. A person that is called radiallahu anhu. Allah is pleased with him. Allah says that they will enter into Jannat and they will remain there forever and ever. Hadith Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu was known as Sahibul Hijratain. A sahabi that made two times hijrat. At the height of oppression and persecution in Makkatul Mukarramah, there were some sahaba that made hijrat and went away to Abyssinia. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah was from among them. Those sahaba that made hijrat and went to Abyssinia, they held a very high position in the eyes of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala came to Madinatul Munawwara, he took part in all the wars. Battle of Badr, Battle of Uhud, Battle of Ahzab, the Bay'atul Ridwan. But in the Battle of Badr, something very, very amazing took place that actually led to an ayat of the Quran Kareem being revealed. Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah was in a battlefield. Somebody is chasing him and he's avoiding the person. That person catches him, Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah escapes. Until that person, he locked Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah in a place where Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah could not run away anymore. Now the challenge came. That person is in front, Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah had to challenge him. Finally, he took on the challenge and he killed that person. That person that was trying to kill Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah and Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah was trying to run away from the person was no one other than his own father. Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah did not want to challenge his father. But his father kept on following him until when the matter of Iman and Kufr, Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah had to kill his father. The reality is Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah didn't kill his father. He killed the shirk that was in his father. This was a very difficult thing. On one side you got the love of the father, you have the blood in you, and on the other side there is Iman. And this was generally found in the Sahaba. There's Iman and then there's a family love. You give preference to Iman over the family love. It was this that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala revealed verse 32 of Suratul Mujadala. In which Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, لَا تَجِدُ قَوْمًا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ وَالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ يُوَادُّونَ مَنْ حَادَّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ. You will never find a nation that brings Iman on Allah and Rasul that they would love those people that would fight with Allah and the Rasul. They will never love such people, even though it may be the fathers, they may be the children, it may be the brethren, or it may be the family. أُولَٰئِكَ كَتَبَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمُ الْإِيمَانِ. They are those people that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala decreed deep Iman in the hearts. وَأَيَّدُهُمْ بِرُوحٍ مِّنْ. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala would assist them with special assistance from His side. وَيُدْخِلُهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. And Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala put such people into gardens beneath which streams will flow. رَضِيَ anhum wa radu an. That Allah is happy with them, they are happy with Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. أُولَٰئِكَ حِزْبُ اللَّهِ أَلَا إِنَّ حِزْبَ اللَّهِ هُمُ الْمُفْلِحُونَ. So this verse was revealed regarding Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah and similar Sahaba that gave preference to Iman over everything else. In the Battle of Uhud, when the Kuffar were trying to attack Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah was very close to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The ring of the helmet of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam got stuck on the Mubarak cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It was very difficult to take out that the ring of the helmet from the Mubarak cheeks of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala wanted to pull it out. But he knew that he may hurt Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam further. Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah told to Abu Bakr Siddiq, leave me, let me pull it out. He takes that ring of that helmet with his front tooth and he pulls it out. In the cause of that, his front tooth, the thanaya front tooth, it broke. The second ring, he caught it with the other tooth and that also broke. Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah did not have two teeth in the front. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they mention that kana Abu Ubaidah ahsanun nas hataman. Normally when a person does not have teeth in the front, he does not look too good. But it was the mu'jiza of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the karamat, the miracle of Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah, in spite of not having the two teeth in the front, he looked even more handsome than those people that did not, that had teeth in front. That was Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. On one occasion, there were a delegation of Christians that came from Najran. They had to pay some jizya, and they told to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, send a trustworthy person to us. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told, okay, I'll name that person tomorrow. Umar radiallahu ta'ala was there. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala said, the following day, Zuhar time, I came in a masjid. I did not want any position, but the title of being trustworthy, I wanted that for me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam performed the Zuhar salah, and he started looking around. Umar says, I was there in the surf, and I started sticking my neck out.
hoping that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam would call me. But then Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam called for Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. And Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gave him a title. Inna li kulli ummatin ameen. Every ummat had a trustworthy person. In other words, outstanding in his trustworthiness. And wa aminu ummati Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. And the person with outstanding qualities of amanat in my ummah is Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Similar incident also happened with a request of a delegation that came from Yemen as well. Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam appointed Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Somebody asked Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Aisha, who was most beloved to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She's the Mubarak wife of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she knows the feelings of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So she said, the person most close to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Abu Bakr. Second, Umar. Third, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah. Subhanallah. Imagine how close Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala was to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam passed away, before Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could be buried, the Sahaba gathered in a place called Saqifa Banu Sa'ida to choose the next leader. So Abu Bakr Siddiq and Umar radiallahu ta'ala also went to that place. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah also went there. So Abu Bakr Siddiq, he gave a talk and he told the people that if you want to appoint a person as an Amir, then it should be Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah because Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that he is the Amin of this Ummah, the most trustworthy person. Umar radiallahu ta'ala then told Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, spread out your hand, I want to take bayat on your hand. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah mentioned, no, I cannot be an Amir in the presence of that person who performed the Salat in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He then took bayat on the hand of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and all the Sahaba then took bayat and the matter was calmed down. This shows the wisdom and it shows the dignity and honor of Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At the time of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he appointed Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah as the governor in Sham. And Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah was known as that Sahabi who conquered the entire Sham. Whole Sham, you speak about, made about five places. Not the Sham that is known as today, the Syria that is today, but it includes all the other places that were there, Palestine, Jordan, everywhere. That all these places, they were conquered by Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he happened to come to Sham. He came to Syria. And it was his habit, he would inspect his governors, what they're doing and how they're living their life. So he told Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, I want to go see your house. I want to see how you're living. It was at night, and Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah took Umar radiallahu ta'ala through the shopping centers. It was a very, it's a place that was being developed. The economy was good. And out of the city in a remote area, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah's house was there. He enters the house. So there was absolutely nothing. So Umar radiallahu ta'ala told to Abu Ubaidah, why didn't you get some items for the house? Look at what Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah told to Umar radiallahu ta'ala. He told him, "Inna hada yuballighuna ila al-baqil." All these things that we got in the house, where is it going to take us? All the comfort, all the luxury that we have, where is it going to take us? It's only going to take us to a Qabristan. It's only going to take you to a graveyard. On another occasion, Umar radiallahu ta'ala came to Sham, came to Syria. He heard there was a plague broke out. So, at that point, he discussed with some Sahaba where they should stay, where they should continue, what he should do. He then decided to return to Madinatul Munawwara. Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah told Umar radiallahu ta'ala, "Atafirru min qadrillah? You're running away from taqdeer? If death is decreed for you, then you're going to die. Why are you going to Madinatul Munawwara?" So Umar radiallahu ta'ala told him, "Oh Abu Ubaidah, had it been someone else, I would have punished them for the statement that you had made. But I'm not running away from taqdeer. It is moving away from one taqdeer to another taqdeer. نَحْنُ نَفِرُّ مِنْ قَدْرِ اللَّهِ إِلَىٰ قَدْرِ اللَّهِ. If staying here is taqdeer, going back to Madinah Munawwara is also taqdeer. After Umar radiallahu ta'ala went to Madinah to Munawwara, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah got a letter from Umar radiallahu ta'ala. It's coming from Amirul Mu'mineen, and he's being told in that letter, if you got this letter at night, by the morning, you sit on your animal and you return to Madinah. And if you got that letter in the day, then before the night comes, you sit on the back of your animal, you come to Madinah. So on that, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah mentioned, قَدْ عَلِمْتُ حَاجَةَ أَمِيرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِلَيْهِ. I know what Umar wants from me. There were 25,000 people that died in that plague. Umar radiallahu anhu was afraid that Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah must not pass away in this plague. So he thought he would call him away to save him from that plague. And Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah recognized the intention of Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So he then mentioned that who you read, أَيَسْتَبْقَى مَنْ لَيْسَ بِبَاقٍ. He wants that person to remain who's not going to remain. He then replies to Umar radiallahu ta'ala and told him that حَلِّلْنِي مِنْ عَزْمِكَ وَأَذَنْ لِي بِالْبَقَى. Allow me to stay. I don't want to come to Madinah to Munawwara. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, when he got this message, he burst out crying. Somebody asked him, why are you crying? Did Abu Ubaidah pass away? He said, no. But there's indication of him passing away. It was shortly after that, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, he also passed away in the plague. It is mentioned that when he was already affected with that plague, he was traveling to Masjid al-Aqsa to go and perform Salat there. And on the way, while going to Masjid al-Aqsa, he had passed away and he's buried in a place called Jabia. Muadh radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he performed the Salatul Janazah. But just before he could pass away, in conclusion, I just want to mention to you all some advices. The wasiyat that Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah gave to the Ummah. He mentioned to them, he told to them, Inni usikum bi wasiyya in qabiltumuha, that I want to give you all some advices. If you people accept these advices, lan tathalu bi khair, you people will always remain in goodness. First advice he gave, he cautioned the Ummah, أَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, perform your salah, be conscious of salah. Second, آتُ الزَّكَاةِ, give your zakat. If you're rich and wealthy, 2.5% of your wealth, you must give it away to a poor and needy. Third, صُومُ شَهْرَ رَمَضَان, fast in the month of Ramadan. وَتَصَدَّقُ, give sadaqah and charity. These are fundamental things he's reminding the ummah before he could pass away. وَحَجُّ وَعْتَمِرُ, perform lots of hajj, perform lots of umrah. And then lastly, he says to them, La tulhikum ad-dunya. Don't let this world, the comforts of this world, the glamours of this world, the luxuries of this world, make you unmindful, ghafil of the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. He says that, Walau ummira alfa umar, if you are given a life of 1,000 years, مَا كَانَ لَهُ بُدْ أَن يَسْتِيرَ إِلَىٰ مَسْرَعِ هَذَا الَّذِي تَرَوْنَ. Even if you're given 1,000 years of life, you're also going to fall in the pit that you're seeing right now, and I'm also falling in. And he says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَتَبَ الْمَوْتَ لَا بَنِي آدَمَ. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala decreed death upon Banu Adam. وَأَكْيَسُهُمْ أَتْوَعُهُمْ بِرَبِّي وَأَعْمَلُهُمْ لِمَعَادِي. The most intelligent person is that person who is obedient to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, and he prepares for death. He prepares for life after death. He prepares for hisab, he prepares for accountability in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Most respected elders and friends, Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah passed away, according to one narration, at the age of 53, according to another, 58, one narration, 43. These are differences among the muhaddithin. But when you summarize, encapsulate the entire life of Abu Ubaidah ibn Jarrah, being a sahabi of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the whole focus of their life was how you could die in the state of iman. Preparing for death, preparing for life after death. Each and every one of us, we believe when we die, our bodies don't disintegrate. We believe in the concept of life after death. We believe in hisab and accountability in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that was the message they went and gave to all the world. They lived with that also. So Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to draw from the lessons of the life of the Sahaba. You know, when a child gets married, especially a daughter, the parents will give the daughter something valuable. So that in the various challenges of life, various struggles of life, whatever valuable item has been given, like jewelry, etc., you could use it in the various challenges of your life. What jewelry and what security have we prepared for our akhirat? The jewelry that we should have for the challenging times in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the love of the sahaba. When you stand in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, our iman is weak, our salat is weak, everything is weak. At least we can present to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala in the challenging time, Allah, I've got the love for your Rasul, I've got the love for the sahaba of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we hope with that, inshallah, it will be a means of our najat and salvation in the qabr and the akhirat. Allah ta'ala grant us tawfiq, and Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq and hidayat to live the life. If we cannot live the life like the sahaba, at least imitate the sahaba, or at least have the azmat of the sahaba in our lives, and that will motivate us, and it will also inspire us to do the correct and the right things. Inshallah, tonight also, third odd night, 23rd night, possibility, Laylatul Qadr, Allah knows best. One of the things that invokes the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, trying to get close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned to Abu Zar Ghifari radiallahu ta'ala anhu, do two things, alayka bi tilawatil Qur'an. Hold firm to the tilawat of the Qur'an. Read the Qur'an as much as possible. And second was zikrullah. Make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And that a person gets very close to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So inshallah now, we'll be making the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Three tasbihats. One is of La ilaha illallah. The second one is of illallah. And the third one is of Allahu Allah. The first one we're making the zikr, La ilaha illallah. Then the focus should be no one worthy of worship but Allah. And whilst making the zikr, La ilaha, no one worthy of worship, also think of some weaknesses, shortcomings, our spiritual defects that we have in us. We try to remove that from our hearts. And illallah, only put the love of Allah tabarak on the heart. So whilst we verbalizing the zikr, have this also in your mind. And inshallah, with that, you'll find that that concentration, the love of Allah tabarak will come in the heart. Illallah, illallah. Only Allah, yaqeen, conviction, only Allah is the doer. And lastly, when you take in the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, full love, Allah created us, Allah created our hearts, Allah created our brains, we should give everything back to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And take the name of Allah with full love, and make the zikr as though you can see Allah. And definitely we cannot see Allah, but Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is seeing us. So at least have this yaqeen that Allah is seeing us, and we're presenting the name of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Inshallah, Allah grant us tawfiq, Allah grant us hidayat to do the zikr with full love, and that will draw the rahmat and the mercy of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Recite three times, Qul huwa Allahu ahad.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Qul huwa Allahu ahad. Allahu samad. لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد قل هو الله أحد الله الصمد لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.